Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome back. This is Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So listener Adil from England wrote in and asked how he can perform better under pressure. Adil has spoken English as a second language for many years, and he has excellent communication skills. But he notes that in high-pressure situations, he sometimes gets anxious and the words don't come. Plus, his accent becomes more pronounced. So what can he do to remedy this? Well, anyone who's ever been in a similar situation, and that is all of us, knows how Adil feels. Even if we've done a task a million times, like speak English, walk upstairs, or navigate the grocery store, under pressure or observation, we get psyched out and lose the most basic of skills. Indeed, a friend told me that once during a lunch interview, she overthought how to swallow and had to sit for a few moments with a mouthful of iced tea before she could collect herself and figure it out. In short, it's universal. Pressure, whether it's pushing down on me or pressing down on you, makes us second guess how to hold the putter, work the laser pointer, or pronounce niche, or is it niche? Even though we usually do all those things without a thought. So, what can you do in the moment? Whether you're trying to ace an audition, nail a presentation, shoot a free throw, or spell Koinonia for the win at the National Spelling Bee, what can you do to pull out all the stops? Well, this week, let's get it done with these three tips. Tip number one is get excited. So the researchers behind a hilarious but solid study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology made participants sing the opening lines of Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. But right before the small town girl took that midnight train, each participant was assigned to say a statement at random, and importantly, to try their best to believe it. They were assigned, I am anxious, I am excited, I am calm, I am angry, I am sad, or no statement at all. Next, voice recognition software scored each performance on volume, pitch, and note duration. Now, what group performed worst? Well, you guessed it. The group that said, I am anxious. And that makes sense. But who performed the best? You might think that it was the group that stated, I am calm, which is what we often try to tell ourselves before a big moment. But instead, it was the group that, before belting Where That City Boy Was Born and Raised, said, I am excited. So why is this? Well, before a big moment, we get physiologically activated. All bodily systems are go, and it's hard to slow a racing heart and jangling nerves even when we tell ourselves to calm down. So rather than trying to change our physiology, we can change our mindset by saying, I am excited. This changes our view of the task from a threat, which results in anxiety, to an opportunity, and one we're excited about at that. Seeing the task as something we get to do rather than something we have to do subsequently improves our performance. Because after all, everybody wants a thrill. Tip number two is get a grip using a ritual. So back in the days of the Colbert Report, host Stephen Colbert had a distinct backstage ritual before going on stage to tape the show. He would ring a bell in the studio bathroom, listen to his producer say, squeeze out some sunshine, touch the hands of each person who worked backstage, saving the prompter operator for last, chew on a type of discontinued Bic pen, and slap himself in the face twice. Now, Much less complicated, but no less scripted rituals occur in sports of all kinds. Take golf. Tiger Woods has a pre-putting routine that lasts precisely 18 seconds. Check alignment, adjust feet, two looks at the ball, and then putt. Or basketball. Karl Malone would dribble the ball and mutter under his breath. And to this day, no one knows what he said to himself. But whatever it was, it worked. He holds the record for the most free throws ever. Now, colloquially, people sometimes refer to pre-performance routines as being, quote, OCD. But it's different. A true OCD ritual, the compulsion, is done in response to an anxiety-provoking thought, the obsession. And the purpose of the ritual is to neutralize anxiety. By contrast, the purpose of the pre-performance routine is to regulate physiological arousal, focus concentration, and put the body on autopilot so it can execute a move that would be hampered by overthinking. Now, despite the fact that everyone from Karl Malone to your local high school point guard has a routine, the scientific jury is still out on exactly how it works. A meta-analysis of pre-performance routines from sports as diverse as bowling, water polo, gymnastics, and rugby showed that hypotheses and anecdotal evidence abound, but the research has yet to understand precisely what function all this bouncing and muttering and knee-bending and kiss-blowing actually fulfills. But until then, go ahead and try it. At worst, you buy yourself a quiet moment. And at best, you'll reap the benefits of improved concentration and a smooth entry into your move.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Tip number three is get nodding. From a study in the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology comes a subtle yet powerful move, literally. The researchers asked 150 CrossFit members to participate in a study ostensibly about the use of headphones while working out. So the researchers divided the participants into two groups. One group was asked to write out and audio record three positive statements about their current physical fitness, like, "I'm in really good physical condition," or "I have trained very hard every day," or three negative statements, such as "I get injured way too often," or "I feel more tired than usual." Next, each participant listened to their own recorded statements through a set of headphones and were told the headphones were being tested for factors like comfort and fit. To ostensibly test this, they were asked to move their heads up and down, essentially nodding in agreement without actually being told to nod, or to shake their heads side to side, essentially shaking their heads in disagreement. Then, each participant was asked to do a vertical jump, 30 squats, and 4 deadlifts. And what happened? Well, the participants who nodded yes along to their positive statements turbocharged their athletic performance, jumping, squatting, and deadlifting the best of all the participants. Those who nodded along to their negative statements deflated their performance, performing the worst. And those who disagreed with the positive or the negative, their statements were essentially neutralized. So secretly, the researchers had wanted to know if the physical movements of affirmation or refutation can amplify whatever we're telling ourselves. And the conclusion is yes, they can. So when you tell yourself, I got this, or even better, I'm excited, nod along. Your body is paying attention. So to wrap it all up, go with the flow of your physiology and tell yourself you're excited, which creates opportunity. Ground yourself with a ritual, which creates focus. And nod along as you talk yourself through, which creates affirmation. The result, in a world where some will win, some will lose, and some are born to sing the blues, you'll be sure to pull off a great performance right when it matters most. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. So this week, the paperback of How to Be Yourself, Quiet Your Inner Critic, and Rise Above Social Anxiety entered the world. And I want to say a heartfelt thank you to everyone who has read it. If it was helpful to you, and I hope it was, please recommend the book or audiobook to one friend or family member you think could benefit as well. Because even in the age of digital everything, an old-fashioned word-of-mouth recommendation is still the best review you can give. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.